540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. U.S. Capitol Police say officers made arrests while trying to keep some 150 people away from the Democratic National Committee headquarters. They say it turned violent. Eva Borgwalt is one of the organizers of the protest. They're demanding a ceasefire in Gaza.
The U.S. right now is claiming that this is about Jewish safety, but actually, this is the same disastrous foreign policy response that led to the devastating, catastrophic war in Iraq.
President Biden calls his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping today on the sidelines of the APEC summit productive. They've agreed to resume high-level talks between military leaders. And Mr. Biden says of the fight against fentanyl production,
I'm pleased to announce that after many years of being on hold, we are restarting cooperation between the United States and PRC on counter-narcotics.
The president adds,
we're taking action to significantly reduce the flow of precursor chemicals and pill presses from China to the Western Hemisphere. It's going to save lives, and I appreciate President Xi's commitment.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote tonight on a stopgap funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown this week. The two-step plan, pushed by Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, passed the House yesterday. CBS's Scott McFarland reports.
There's been an acknowledgement, even from his critics of this bill, that the Speaker, Mike Johnson, had little choice with so little time. But one of these Freedom Caucus members told me, and another conservative from Georgia told me, they're not sure why he pressed forward with this bill with no Republican gains, and they had the leverage of that Friday government shutdown deadline. This is going to be a thing in January.
Israeli forces have now occupied Gaza's El Shifa hospital and say during their targeted raids inside the facility, they found weapons, but no Hamas fighters or hostages. CBS's Deborah Patta also reports.
Civilians continue to bear the brunt of this war. It's a dire situation inside the hospital and outside the hospital, with bodies piling up because it's too dangerous to attempt to bury them. The morgues are overflowing and the health system has collapsed.
YouTube is rolling out new rules for artificial intelligence content. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Right now, we live in the wild west of the internet and AI. We have tons of images and videos floating around that we have no idea have been created or manipulated by AI tools. By requiring creators on YouTube to disclose when they use AI technologies, this is a first step toward at least helping us understand how big a problem this is.
Stocks ended higher on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The Friday night live music party kicks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had one of the worst losses of the season a few weeks ago in Toronto. That changed tonight with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors. Big night for Damian Lillard. He ended up leading with 37 points. Malik Beasley scoring as well, having his best night of the season with 30 points scored. Now, the Bucks were without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who sat out due to a sore calf muscle, for Jay Crowder, out 8 weeks now after having that surgery yesterday for a groin injury. Marjon Beauchamp was roughed up. Malik Beasley spoke to Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
Jay Crowder, too. You know, we're still thinking about you, brother. We love you. Keep healing. And then, we just got resilience, man. You know, we're a deep team. I think that we want to be where we want to be.
And it was a big win for Bucks manager Adrian Griffin to beat the team he came from before he took over as the head coach of the Bucks. Beasley says he's looking forward to dinner on the coach.
It feels great to get a win for Coach. Dinner's on him now.
That's the Bucks, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with a low of 36. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 65. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, 40. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making and leading the list of things that were made that will be seen as history forever and ever. The House did pass Mike Johnson's clean resolution, continuing resolution. Remember, this is one that absolutely honored, without any cuts, the deal that McCarthy and Biden made last May, and that frankly was reduced to a bill and signed by Congress. It was passed by Congress, signed by Joe Biden, passed by the Senate. It's the law. It said that if we can't come to an agreement on a budget, they're going to use certain figures, and it's baked into the bill. That means that any attempt by the right wing in the Republican Party to change that, to reduce spending, would really have to be a new law and amend or reject that previous thing that they signed. Now, the final vote was 336 to 95. 336 to 95. Democrats provided more votes than Republicans. 209 Democrats voted for it. 127 Republicans voted for it. That means that 93 Republicans did not vote for it. Two Democrats did not vote for it. First of all, I want to tip my hat to Hakeem Jeffries. That is unbelievable discipline. He has a squad of about 20 people, progressive caucus that is many times that, who are always nipping, and you can never be sure about what they're going to do. Then he has Blue Dog Democrats. Then he has DeLauro, the magnificent congresswoman from New Haven, Connecticut, who said she wasn't going to support this thing. And nevertheless, out of his 211 votes that he has, he got 209 of them to vote for it. That means they actually had to show up, which is a big deal in and of itself. So it passed 336 to 95. Mike Johnson put it on the floor under a special rules provision that required a two-thirds majority. He had the opportunity to do it under a different rules provision that would have only required a majority, but it would have required the consent of the rules committee, and he couldn't depend on some of the right-wing MAGA nuts that are on the rules committee. It's clear to me that Mike Johnson, either Hakeem Jeffries or one of the other leadership, sat down in advance and made it clear that this could be done. Mike Johnson's statement, the new speaker's statement, quote, here's what he said. We are better positioned in the upcoming supplemental debate to demand border security, ensure oversight of Ukraine aid, and support our cherished ally, Israel. But I want to talk about that for a second. During the Cold War, and I remember this well, just reading the newspapers a long time ago, every time a Russian leader would say anything, and even now with Putin, certainly with Xi, we have analysts that spend days analyzing every word in what they say, because they're going to come out with the same old baloney, but there are different changes in expression, changes in adjectives, changes in adverbs that can convey significance. And that was what was done with Mike Johnson, because what he's trying to do, he's trying to keep together a coalition of about 222 Republican votes. And he has people in there who, remember, called the chair on Kevin McCarthy and threw him out. So he has to be very careful. So he's going to use language that sounds aggressive and on their side. But consider what he just said, and I'm going to tell you how I interpret it and how I think the Democratic leadership interprets it. He says, we are better positioned in the upcoming supplemental debate. What's that about? Well, I'll tell you what. It's about the debate for the long-term budget on all 12 appropriation bills. Four of them are going to come due by January 19. Eight of them are going to come due on February 12. That's what he means by upcoming supplemental debate. And he says to demand border security, ensure oversight of Ukraine aid, and support our cherished ally, Israel. That's a very important statement coming from a Republican speaker, because here's how you can break it down. He will vote for Ukraine aid. He will vote for Israel aid. And by when I say vote, the speaker doesn't vote. The speaker is supposed to be the speaker of the whole House, unlike the U.S. Senate, where you have the majority leader and the minority leader. The majority leader is the leader of the Democrats in this case. The speaker, even though obviously he's a Republican, is supposed to be the speaker of the whole House, because what you have is you have a majority leader Republican and a minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat. Now, there are a lot of those Republicans that have said they won't vote for Ukraine aid at all, under any circumstances. For him, when he sends ensure oversight of Ukraine aid, that's his way of saying, hey, I'm a good Republican, I want oversight, but I'm going to vote for Ukraine aid. By vote, I mean put it on the floor. And he's going to need a lot of Democratic votes for that. And oversight can be anything that he negotiates with Joe Biden and with Hakeem Jeffries. And it may be, there are audits, by the way, of all this. And most aid that goes to these foreign countries is just armaments that we produce here in the United States, pay for here in the United States, shipped to them, and it's used in the battlefield. And that's never been a problem with Ukraine. We also provide Ukraine with economic assistance so they can run their government so that they don't give in to the Russians. He may be saying, okay, maybe we want a oversight on that, which we already have, by the way, quite a bit of oversight, and that can easily be negotiated. But the point is, he can then go back to his caucus and say, hey, I really toughened up Ukraine aid. I ensured oversight. Then he says, support our cherished ally, Israel. That's vitally important. And most of the Republicans are for it, most of the Democrats are for it, but it's good to hear the speaker say it. And the speaker also spoke at the rally for Israel in the mall yesterday. He gave a very strong speech. Now, the one other thing he said in here is demand border security. And that mirrors something that Mitch McConnell and the Republican moderates in the Senate have started to talk about. You know, they endorsed Biden's $106 billion aid package for Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel, and the border. But now Mitch McConnell even is saying, and I hear now Mike Johnson saying it in these words, that they're going to want more than money at the border. They're going to want changes in how refugees and what are now people coming in illegally in the country are handled. And I don't know what they're going to demand. They may demand that some of them stay in Mexico until their cases are processed, so they don't just go all over the country and then never come back for their court date. I have no idea what they're going to say. But I think we can stand by for that. And I also think that Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer, when that comes up, and if it's endorsed by Mitch McConnell and the Republican moderates in the Senate, they're going to have little choice but to negotiate on that. But the good news in that statement is that he will support Ukraine aid and Israel aid, and obviously something for the border in terms of money, but also change in position on the border. The Senate has signaled that they are going to pass this. Remember something about the Senate. They have unanimous consent. Tuberville and Rand Paul could block it. There's an exception for budgetary matters. There's an exception for budgetary matters. And Chuck Schumer could say this is a budgetary matter and unanimous consent isn't required. And it also can't be filibustered. So I think, assuming that Kyrsten Sinema and Manchin go for it, this thing is as good as gold. But there's a lot of anger, I want to stress, in the Republican caucus right now. I just watched the news just before I came on the air, and Scott Perry and Chip Roy, they're both people, honest to Pete, who shouldn't be in the Congress. Scott Perry asked for pardon from Trump. He knows that he's a criminal. He broke the law. He was one of the architects of stealing the vote and overturning the election. And both of them were arrogant and very nasty towards Mike Johnson. They said, first strike, second strike, three strikes, you're out. You have 10 days to convince us that you're going to do the right thing on these bills in January and February. The problem with that is that if the MAGA right-wing nuts demand that those appropriation bills take big haircuts that weren't agreed on in May and frankly aren't in the law right now, Biden and Schumer aren't going to agree to that. Mike Johnson's going to have no choice but to write the bills to mirror the deal that was made in May. And the question is, do these clowns call the chair? They can. Right now, because of Mike McCarthy's concession, the rule is that the chair can be called by one person. I'm going to make a statement right now. I think it is essential. This is a strange thing to say from a former Democratic Party chairman, that this time it's essential that the Democrats provide the votes to keep Mike Johnson in there. Why do I say that? Mike Johnson's bad on a couple of things. For one thing, he says he doesn't have a checking account. He's not transparent financially. I don't like that. And secondly, he doesn't believe in separation of church and state. In fact, he just made a statement the other day saying that separation of church and state isn't what most people think in the First Amendment. Who the hell is he? He's not a constitutional scholar. So that bothers me a great deal. But we would have provided the votes for Kevin McCarthy if he hadn't shot his mouth off on national TV the weekend before the vote. Because if you have somebody in there who at least will do a deal, and in this case, Johnson did it with 209 Democrats and only 127 Republicans. That's what we like. The 127 Republicans satisfied the Hastert rule, which means that over half the Republican caucus has to be for it. He's got to be able to do that in Ukraine aid, Israel aid, and a lot of other things coming up. We got to keep him in there. We got to hold our nose and keep him in there. This is a statement to Democratic congressmen in this state and to Hakeem Jeffries. Don't screw around this time. Don't have Jim Jordan get in there. Coming up, some big news about the Milwaukee Brewers.
Long tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna bet you down, tell him that God's gonna bet you.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Half Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Half Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? Or trade in your outdated pieces for something new? So many options. Robert Half is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or right on the corner of 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, WAUK. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News special report. The Senate joins the House in approving that two-tiered short-term government funding bill to prevent a partial government shutdown at the end of the week.
On this vote, the yeas are 87, the nays are 11. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
That on the floor of the Senate a short time ago, also avoiding the frequent last-minute government funding crisis ahead of the holidays.
The federal government made preparations, the ancillary preparations for one this week, just like they did the last week of September. They've gone through a playbook that has become well-worn over the last few years.
But congressional correspondent Scott McFarland does note this just kind of kicks the government funding can down the road.
There is a momentum Democrats think they're gaining, and Republicans are, to put it mildly, restive and unsettled by that. That's what's going to be the foundation of this face-off in a few weeks.
Again, the Senate joins the House in approving the government funding bill. CBS News special report. I'm Tom Foti.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with a low of 36. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 65. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, 40. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Half Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Half Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Half Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? Or trade in your outdated pieces for something new? So many options. Robert Half is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or right on the corner of 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Shaw, WAUK.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where within the hour, the Senate passed a House-approved stopgap government spending bill that avoids a last-minute crisis at the end of the week.
On this vote, the yeas are 87, the nays are 11. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Allowing Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to announce,
I have good news for the American people. This Friday night, there will be no government shutdown.
This bill keeps some government agencies funded into January, others into February. Near San Francisco, President Biden is trying to improve frayed U.S.-Chinese relations. After talking to Chinese President Xi Jinping for several hours, the president announces,
we're reassuming military-to-military contacts, direct contacts. As a lot of you press know who follow this, that's been cut off, and it's been very worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communications on a direct basis.
Those Chinese-U.S. communications cut off when the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon that had flown over much of the U.S. mainland. Back here in Washington tonight, a confrontation between police and protesters at a Mideast war-related demonstration outside Democratic Party headquarters. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis.
Police say six of their officers
others were treated for injuries. Some were pepper sprayed or punched. One person was also arrested for assaulting an officer. Members of Congress were evacuated from the area earlier. The protesters included people with If Not Now and Jewish Voice for Peace, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They insist they were peaceful. They are accusing the police of violence.
And in the Mideast war, Israeli forces have now occupied Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, despite that staff's repeated insistence that Hamas militants are not using the facility as a base of operations, as the U.S. and Israel have claimed.
At some point, they will try and evacuate, but how they do that, it's going to take a lot of planning. It's going to be very, very difficult, and they're very worried. At the moment, doctors inside say they're losing around 5 patients a day.
Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem. SpaceX cleared to make a second attempt to launch its Super Heavy Starship rocket from Texas. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood following.
It's been nearly 7 months since the first Super Heavy Starship test flight ended in a spectacular failure. Since then, SpaceX has made hundreds of modifications and improvements, and they've met all the requirements set by the Federal Aviation Administration. So with an FAA launch license finally in hand, SpaceX hopes to launch the rocket on the program's second test flight Friday morning.
AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gasoline now $3.35. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where within the hour, the Senate passed the House-approved stopgap government spending bill that avoids a last-minute crisis at the end of the week.
On this vote, the yeas are 87, the nays are 11. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Allowing Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to announce,
I have good news for the American people. This Friday night, there will be no government shutdown.
This bill keeps some government agencies funded into January, others into February. Near San Francisco, President Biden is trying to improve frayed U.S.-Chinese relations. After talking to Chinese President Xi Jinping for several hours, the president announces,
we're reassuming military-to-military contacts, direct contacts. As a lot of you press know, follow this, that's been cut off, and it's been very worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communications on a direct basis.
Those Chinese-U.S. communications cut off when the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon that had flown over much of the U.S. mainland. Back here in Washington, I had a confrontation between police and protesters at a Mideast war-related demonstration outside Democratic Party headquarters. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis.
Police say 6 of their officers were treated for injuries. Some were pepper sprayed or punched. One person was also arrested for assaulting an officer. Members of Congress were evacuated from the area earlier. The protesters included people with If Not Now and Jewish Voice for Peace, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They insist they were peaceful. They are accusing the police of violence.
And in the Mideast war, Israeli forces have now occupied Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, despite that staff's repeated insistence that Hamas militants are not using the facility as a base of operations, as the U.S. and Israel have claimed.
At some point, they will try and evacuate, but how they do that, it's going to take a lot of planning. It's going to be very, very difficult, and they're very worried. At the moment, doctors inside say they're losing around 5 patients a day.
Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem. SpaceX cleared to make a second attempt to launch its Super Heavy Starship rocket from Texas. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood following.
It's been nearly 7 months since the first Super Heavy Starship test flight ended in a spectacular failure. Since then, SpaceX has made hundreds of modifications and improvements, and they've met all the requirements set by the Federal Aviation Administration. So with an FAA launch license finally in hand, SpaceX hopes to launch the rocket on the program's second test flight Friday morning.
AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gasoline now $3.35. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about
about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News Today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.